We want to caution our listeners that tonight's Insight segment contains sensitive dialogue that will likely include sexual content. This information may be inappropriate for young children.
96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Are you a woman?
Yes, for all intents and purposes, I am a woman. People look at me differently. They see you as this macho male, but my heart and my soul and everything that I do in life, it is part of me. That female side is part of me. That's who I am. I was not genetically born that way. And that's very hard for Bruce Jenner to say. Because why? I don't want to disappoint people.
That's an excerpt from the ABC News interview with Bruce Jenner, the Olympic gold medalist, decathlete, and reality TV star who has been very public about transitioning from a man to a woman. Well, tonight, we are talking about this issue and informing our listening audience about this very complex issue. We caution our listeners, of course, that this conversation may contain sexual content and may not be appropriate for young children. Now, my guests are Mali. She is the Youth Services and Trans Life Director at Casa Ruby, an organization providing services to the LGBTQ community. Also, Jaylee Waldschmidt. She is co-chair of the Capital Trans Pride. That is part of the 40th annual celebration of the LGBTA community. If you have any questions or comments tonight, please give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
No problem.
Let me first start with some definitions. I've already started with LGBTA, LGBTQ. Jaylee, help me with that. What's the difference? What do they stand for?
Well, obviously, everybody knows what LGBT is, gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans. But the A is for, you know, allies or asexual or agendered people. The Q is for queer or questioning. There's also I's that are missing from that acronym, intersex or intergendered. And it's basically an evolving term that describes, you know, people who are not in the heteronormative cisgendered community. And cisgender is just, you know, people who identify with the sex and gender that they were assigned at birth with.
Let me have Mali first briefly tell me your story. Not the whole story now, because we only have an hour, and you are certainly welcome to laugh if you want. But how did you know, Mali, that you were different?
I pretty much always felt differently. I started out, I'm the baby of eight, and I never felt the same way as my brothers. I always wanted to play with other girls. I always wanted to, you know, chase after boys. And I always just felt, like, so uncomfortable in my skin. I always felt like something wasn't right, you know. This isn't the way I was meant to be. Something isn't right. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it was. And I just could not put a finger on it. And then I actually met someone that was in the process of transitioning. And they started telling me about the feelings that they were having. And it was the exact same feelings that I was having. And it kind of freed me in a certain way, because then I could actually match a name to what it was. And I decided that this is what I need to do to be comfortable, to be healthy, to live my life and be happy.
Mm-hmm. Jaylee, same thing. Your story.
quite similar and quite comparable to most people within the trans community, that, you know, you feel some kind of disconnect with what people expect of you, or myself, from an early age. And
how old?
I couldn't put a specific time period on it, but very young. Very young, we felt something was wrong, something was different, and for me, it caused a lot of withdrawal. I was very introverted, very hid, and didn't interact with a lot of people very often, and spent a lot of time by myself. And I didn't understand what was going on with me, and like Molly, like many people, they didn't have the words to describe or to articulate what we were feeling. And so...
you had military service.
That's right, I did.
Tell me about that.
Well, I was in the Navy for 9.5 years, and part of that, like you'll hear the same story from a lot of people, that, you know, they did things that were over-exaggerated, you know, to try and prove that they were, you know, one gender or their assigned gender at birth. And many of us go into the service. Some people don't. Some people try, for the transmasculine aspect, try to be super feminine at an early age and try to repress or try to demonstrate that they are more than what they're feeling. They can, you know, conform to what everybody's expected to fit into that box. But in the end, you know, you realize that that box does not work for you. You have to define your own box or move to a different one to feel comfortable with oneself. And so that's kind of where that's at.
We're talking tonight about being transgendered. What does it mean? What is it like? And hopefully we have an opportunity tonight to inform our listeners about a part of our society that a lot of people just are not familiar with. If you have a question, if you have a comment, you can give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Six. Molly, you say that you, like Jay Lee, always felt like this. How were you received by your family, your parents? You said you came from a large family. You can be honest.
I currently do not deal with half of my family. Well, a good bit over a half of my family. And the family members that I do deal with are slowly but surely coming around. They're pretty older, so it's kind of, you know, when you've been dead set in your ways for so long, it takes time to adjust. I have my given family, and then I have my chosen family.
What's and the difference?
A given family is the family that you were born into, while a chosen family are the people that mean the world to you. They are just like your family, because one thing I always say, blood makes you related. It's loyalty that makes you family. And I have friends that I consider family that have done more and been there longer and for me when my own family hasn't.
Kind of like a reverse unofficial adoption. The folks that you've adopted that care for you, that love you.
Kind of, sort of.
Jay Lee, your family?
Well, I spent the majority of my life hiding from my family. I got somewhere in the early ages, like, if, you know, it was impressed upon me that, you know, being trans is not all right. And I went into hiding, basically, and hid for, you know, 3 decades. And then I decided to finally come out and, you know, address who I was. And it's taking a while. It's taken a while. Some of my relatives do not talk to me anymore. Luckily, you know, I had an awesome ally. My little sister was behind my back the whole time. And my mom is supportive. And they've helped you know, with the rest of my family, come on board. And it's been a slow process. Pronouns are still really hard for them because, like Molly said, there's a lot of people who are stuck in their ways. And they've known me for, you know, three decades. Yeah. And it's hard for them to learn new pronouns.
I want to talk more about that after the break. We are talking about being transgender. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.
The Ad Council.
We want to caution our listeners that tonight's Insight segment contains sensitive dialogue that will likely include sexual content. This information may be inappropriate for young children.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about what it means to be transgender. My guests are Molly. She is Youth Services and Trans Life Director at Casa Ruby, which is an organization providing services to the LGBTQ community. And Jaylee Waldschmidt, she is co-chair of Capital Trans Pride. It is part of the 40th annual celebration of the LGBTA community. Lines are open if you have a question or comment at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Briefly, Jaylee, tell me about the Capital Trans Pride and the LGBTA celebration coming up, because I know that the Pride celebration, it's not just a D.C. thing. This happens all over the U.S.
Right. There's Pride events all across the country, mostly focused on the LGB aspect of the larger community. Capital Trans Pride's a little bit different than that, and it's kind of like some of the other trans prides around the country that's focused primarily on the trans community. It's created by the trans community for the trans community to help us come together as a cohesive community to talk and to communicate and to network with each other to celebrate ourselves and our sisters and brothers who have come before us and to become to celebrate ourselves.
When is it?
The Capital Trans Pride is May 16th, this Saturday at the Reese Center. It's 14th and U Street, Northwest, a few blocks away. And it's going to go from 10 to 4 p.m. And there'll be 9 workshops from health insurance to employment, legal aspects, immigration, and including an ally workshop.
Okay.
It's going to be a pretty good event, as well as in the afternoon we're going to have an after party too over at DuPont, the Griffin.
Well, I'll make sure that, because there is a website, and I'll make sure that information is on WHUR.com on the Daily Drum page, so people who are interested can address this issue. Again, we're talking about being transgender. Phone number 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Molly, you heard that excerpt from the Bruce Jenner interview. It was hard for him to discuss it, and he is a very, very high-profile person. What is most difficult about discussing this for you?
I don't really have a difficulty.
Well, when I asked you about your family, there was some hesitation, and certainly it is an emotional issue.
The hesitation for me when it comes to my family is if I choose to acknowledge them or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deal with them. It's a chapter of my past. The doors have been closed to it, and I just choose not to reopen those doors. But as far as me speaking on doing the work, there is no hesitation because there are issues at large that need to be dealt with, and there are so many people that have the influence and the affluence to do the work that have chosen not to do the work. So it is left up to people like me and Jaylee Ruby Corrado, Lord Ashley Hunter, Laverne Cox, Janet Mock, and other people that have to do this work. Mm.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to dig much deeper into this issue of being transgender. We are also going to go to the phone lines. We're going to talk to Dawana. We're going to talk to Pamela and Donna. Lines remain open at 202-319-7810.